they're just like wheat cakes, except they're made out of cornmeal.
What do you mean, wheat cakes?
Well, pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Like a small pancake, but made out of corn flour.
Hmm. Did you ever hear pancakes called fritters or fritters?
Yes, yes. Except I don't think of a fritter. A fritter is usually built around something, like apple fritters are. Well, you can have corn fritters, certainly corn fritters. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, for instance, well, you take an apple and put it in the dough,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that you're going to make the dough out of, and then put that on the stove and turn it over when it gets well cooked. Mm-hmm.
Would it be more of a pastry then?
No, not a pastry.
Mm-hmm.
I think to get the pastry, you'd have to bake it, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I don't know. I'm not much of a cook either.
What about something you could have along with fish made out of cornmeal?
Along with fish made out of cornmeal? You mean hush puppies?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something you could take cornmeal and salt and water and make something that you could eat with a spoon. That would be.
The spoon bread is not like exactly like that. Well, mush.
Uh huh. What's a spoon bread like?
A spoon bread is it's rather light and fluffy, very much like what do you call it when you. It's just a certain kind of way that I think you make it out of cornbread, out of corn. I think you make it out of cornmeal, but. It has to rise, and then it has to rise in a dish, sort of like a souffle.
Mm-hmm.
Spoon bread is something like a souffle.
Mm-hmm. And something that is fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center, that would be?
Something fried in deep fat, that would be a donut.
Okay. Any other name for donut, or any special kinds of donuts?
Well, yes, there are special kinds. You can have a donut without the hole sometimes, I think. I know you can't have that. No, I don't know the names of donuts.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about how much flour might be in a sack. You might say a sack might contain 5 or 10?
Barrels. I mean, no, 5 or 10 pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside part of the egg is called a
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiling them. Mm-hmm. Cook them in hot water, you might call it boiling, or you might, if you cook them in hot water, you can also call them poaching,
mm-hmm.
a poached egg.
Okay. And when you, tell me about killing a hog, you know, and I don't guess you ever saw that done.
No, I never did see a hog killed.
Well, do you know the fat salt pork you use for cooking with greens? The
mm-hmm. Yes, I know it.
Did you ever hear a special name for the kind of pork you might use for greens?
You mean what part of the pig?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the side back or something like that?
Okay. What about when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Well, what different parts of
you
meat?
You mean slice?
Uh-huh. What different parts of meat do you have from a hog?
Well, you have a ham.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a pork roast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have spare ribs.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the bacon. Would you talk of a side of bacon or middling
yes,
of bacon?
You can take a side of bacon.
Uh-huh. And the outside of the bacon is called the
rind.
Okay. What about the kind of meat that comes sliced thin to eat with eggs?